Blog Talk Radio.
Mooches, and welcome to another edition of Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. So tonight we're talking about state money. That's right, your state has money for you. If you're an entrepreneur, if you are an aspiring inventor, if you have a team that is ready to start to procure some of the work that is being outsourced by many corporations and, you know, state to state, then you have definitely tuned into the right radio adventure tonight. We leave our listeners with a legacy of great information. And one of the things that we have found is that a lot of our small businesses are sort of suffering from the not knowing part. The opportunities are there, but a lot of small businesses don't have the time and sometimes the resources to be able to attend certain events, to network, to find out about some of these opportunities. And so, you know, Smooches, you know, I thought about it and I had a little information behind my belt, but I had to do some research, and I do my research on your behalf. So we found a lot of things, but the first thing you got to get used to is you got to get used to this word. Procurement. That's right. P-R-O-cure-ment. Now, for those of you out there that are wordsmiths, I'm going to take it that you already know this word and you've had some exposure to different words. But for those of you out there that are still struggling with the different jargon in each industry, then I'm just going to tell you a little bit about procurement and how that is going to help you with the next part of your business plan. And so the bottom line is when I think about procurement, I think about the acquisition of goods. And so there are several different state-funded agencies that are looking for goods and services from an external source. And that's what procurement is at the government level. It's the acquisition of goods and services or work from an external source. Now, the goods and services have to be appropriate. For example, if they're looking for, they don't have anyone or they haven't developed a position for landscaping, then you, the landscaper, can start in your city to see who's out there, what government agencies out there don't have someone to come in and landscape. Now, before you get started, you have to have your own tools. You have to have your own tools, or you have to have a plan to get some tools. Now, the best thing about this is that you can work your business, your day-to-day business, working through the government contracts. And you can also meet people along the way that will tell you about more opportunities. So the first thing you got to do is you got to find out what it is that you're already offering that you believe that the government is going to need your work for. And I'll take it to the lowest level. A friend of mine was a clerk typist. Now, everybody knows in each city, well, a lot of us know that in each city, a clerk typist is one of the general standards. When you go into City Hall or any of the places of business, there's always some woman behind a desk typing. But not all of the cities out there are have positions where the person is actually behind the desk and they're doing the typing. So what they would do is usually they'll use a temp service. That's another way of outsourcing, but it's definitely and it's done by the temp agency. So they go out and get contracts, and they come back and they find workers to give the work. So that's another way of doing it. So that it's to landscaping, clerk typist. I have some people. Some cities are outsourcing their printing services. And so if you have a business and maybe the business didn't do so well and you have a whole bunch of equipment still at your disposal, then this is an opportunity for you. I have so many people that come up to me on a daily basis and tell me that they have lost hope with their business plan. And my thing is I want you to take one thing out of the word hope, and that's the OP, because the OP is the opportunity. As long as you keep hope on your side, you have an opportunity out there. Now, corporations and public bodies also define, says is intended, to promote fair and open competition for their business while minimizing exposure to fraud and collusion. So what does that mean? Because sometimes these words get lengthy and we don't know what they actually mean for us. But corporations are willing to get the best out of their buck. So, of course, when it comes to having these positions open, you have to compete with it. So one person who has a small tip agency of three people may not fare well for a larger city, but that doesn't mean that you won't be picked up as an outside contractor. I would say you need to know a little bit about which of the agencies that you are trying to contract with. That's the best thing. Now, we're going to go over a couple of the steps, and I thank you so much for tuning in, because these shows that we've been giving out do not happen with Smooches Radio as often as they need. Thank God on Financially Fridays was specifically for our independent artists, entrepreneurs, authors, inventors that are still trying to find their way. A lot of people have put a lot of time and money into their craft, and their services, and they still have not been able to get a lot out of it. So I typically during the week, outside of the studio, I am an independent contractor through the state. Now, what that means is it means a lot for me tax-wise. It means a lot for me when it comes to insurance-wise. But I can tell you this, do not allow any of that stand in the way of your opportunity. There is such a big place out there as far as the sea of state contracts, and they are not being addressed appropriately. You have people that are double dipping and getting more contracts because there's just simply not enough people applying for these acquisition of goods. That's right. The procurement process can become lengthy, and we're going to talk about that tonight. So I just want you to kind of get out your pens and paper if you have to. If not, you know, the show can be downloaded at a later time at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Now, one of the things that I want you to understand that Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays is here to help you find your hidden wealth. I want you to know that the most successful people out there are living their lives. And it's no surprise that most of the financially stable community are creating more opportunities for their small businesses, their product lines, and their inventions just by seeking out competitive state contracts. I say the more you know, the better position you will be. But just stay, keep tuned into our broadcast, because it's a fun, that's right, financial broadcast right here on Smooches Radio. Check out our next piece of the government contracting as we get ready to guide you in about six short steps to your first webinar in how you are going to go about getting some information. Now, if you're out there and this is in SCORE, I want you to also write down the word SCORE. SCORE is the Small Business Administration's support for the small business owner, and they're in every city. They're in every city, and I can tell you this, they always have workshops and seminars going on, and they're absolutely free. So you need to get set up with SCORE, and some of this information that I'm going to give you, they're going to give it right back to you again. They are there to assist you, and you need to start to make use of the free resources prior to paying for some of those other support. Check out SCORE. But I want to talk a little bit about the government, because the government has been running classes on how to sell your stuff to government for so many years. But, you know, there's a couple things you can do. Like I said, you can niche out. You can go right there to get their contracts directly. But there's also something else, and I'm going to give you a really big tip for anybody out there that's already discouraged to think about. There's so many things out there. But I got a couple of things that are going to wake some of the minds out there. But I'm going to smooch your mind tonight with a great, great amount of information in just a short amount of time. Smooches. So one of the things, the first steps you need to do is you really need to know your business. Because basically, there are about 31,000 or more federal contracting opportunities out listed on the government's clearinghouse website. Now, if you're the person that's supposed to look for these opportunities, oh, goodness, God bless you. But if you are a person and you have someone that's already working on your team to bring you this information, then it's really you need to make sure that they have the right information to bring back the contracts that you that have a lot more opportunity in them than not. So you got to know your business, and you got to know how to tell people what you do. And for a lot of us, that's hard because sometimes we're wearing many hats. But what does your business do? And I would say if your business has been doing several things, if you're a publisher and you've been editing and you've been publishing, and you, what is it that you do the most of? Find that out first. What is the thing that your business is doing the most? So if you're a social marketing company and promotion, what are you doing more? Marketing or promoting? Running ads? Managing websites? What are you doing? But find out what you do best. The second thing you need to know is you got to know what disadvantages you are going to have when you compete against larger corporations or entities. It's okay. Some of the disadvantages sometimes will make someone choose you, but you need to know them beforehand so that you can know what you need when you do secure the contract, what it is that you're going to have to do in order to rectify that problem. So government contracting seems very easy, but, you know, there's so many different heads to this particular part of life. So the government sets aside opportunities for women-run businesses, economically or socially disadvantaged groups, service-connected individuals like disabled veterans. Sometimes businesses located in certain underprivileged or geographic areas. You know, sometimes there's some restrictions to those areas, but, you know, for instance, Hawaii and Alaska. Sometimes they have to set aside certain opportunities for those two places in America because, you know, they are a little offshore for both for this particular country. But there are also international contracts, but we won't get into that tonight. Now, the best thing about it is the government sets aside about, I guess about, some people say about a quarter of its contracts for small businesses. But that's their goal. It's not always a cut and dry, but so that means there's a lot of contracts out there for small businesses. Now, you got to start to begin. If you are not a paperwork guru, that's okay. Find someone on your team or find an intern that is looking to gain some more experience in doing government contract paperwork. You can do that really simple with an ad, a paid ad if you have to, or even, you know, put it out on your social network. If you want to do business with the government, you need to be registered with the Central Contractor Registration Database, the CCR. If you want to do business again, I'm going to smooch this again, you need to be registered with the Central Contractor Registration Database. Now, the best thing about the CCR is that it's a really great tool for you. Because basically it lets you look at how many competitors in your industry are already doing business with the government. And not only that, it also helps you because you get to see why those, you know, which if you know those businesses and they're close to you, or even if you don't, it helps you to know what kinds of things are making that business attractive to the government or the feds. And if you do something similar and you're already doing some things for that particular business, it's good to know because guess what? They may already be subcontracting with you. I hope that you are definitely in the zone right here on Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. We're going to stop for just a second, and we're going to get you into some of that great music that we always seem to have on Smooches Radio. But I definitely want you to take in everything that we have been trying to teach in the last 15 minutes. Government contracts are out there. Your state has money for you. And it's, you know, with everything that's been said, it may not sound like it's easy, but actually it's really easy for a lot of people. And I'm sure there are some people out there that are going to be willing to share this knowledge again and again. But, you know, we are the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Check out this next track here by Philosopher Rap, Tremors in the Sky.
Music, and this is some of that 916 shit, you know what I mean? And I go by the name of Sir Eatmo, but I brung along pretty hard to help me get the job done and stay on the hustle. Polo, I remember pushing folks on gymnastics, flipping cake, slapjack, pistol in the cheddar, stuck on the backpack. Cherry red, Emo, John Wayne. If you ain't winning, bruh, you in the wrong game. If you ain't with us, bruh, you in the wrong game. Boy, you in your.
I would like to play you the Wheel of Fortune. Happy fear. Listen, I'll give you clues. I 5,500. And inside it, they call these things conscious. See, they only see the mystery they have created, the reality they lay in, and somehow made it so comfortable that no one fears to lay in fear. Yet when it comes to being fearless, all they do is question. Oh, it's too real to be a blessing. The only way you can make you happy and fear yourself is to be protected, protected. If you don't want to take the time, you don't have the patience. Repeat this. Want to control. Strive to be understand when I say this, fear is as simple as you not sticking to your purpose. As simple as you saying yes when you mean no. No when you mean yes. Even if you're just trying to be polite, be yourself, but being right. So let me check you. Are you still with me? Are you following this wheel of fortune? You want this thing they call the grand path? Are you willing to honor on this path? Describe yourself away from the future. Have you identified it by name yet? Well, pay attention. Pay attention to the game. Hey, listen to the letter so you can identify these motherfuckers by name. Be easy yourself and want to help you. The pivot ain't going to save you. Be easy if you have to do it. You're
Thank you.
Smooches, you got a little bit of both. You got a little bit of that cherry red 003, a little bit coming in from Bueno and John Wayne and Emo. I had to give them you a little hard, just, you know, mix up a little bit. We are a radio adventure, and so we know we have music from indie artists, and we have to play them whether we are talking about political issues or whether or not we're talking about your finances. We know one of the things that keeps you on top and keeps you going is, you know, the fact that music is takes you away from all of the other stuff, but you got to be able to balance it, you know, and Smooches is helping you out with that. You know, we want to be a daily part of your diet, your, you know, your mind. And so that was Cherry Red 003. The first part of that was going in featuring Bueno, John Wayne, and Emo. And then we had to come right back with you with Peace with Fear featuring Kadira and Mel X. So you can check them both out on our Smooches radio page. We're definitely going to be posting the music. But I like the fact that, you know, fear is a choice, you know. Fear is something that, you know, is going to hold you back from a lot of things. And for that one listener out there that's been waiting for an opportunity, you know, we have more opportunities to come. So if you don't even tap into this opportunity, trust me, there'll be way more opportunities all through 2015, because we have an idea that anybody listening to Smooches Radio is getting ready to win big. And we want to be right here with you on your broadcast airways, teaching you, telling you, advising you, and guiding you to your destiny. Because, you know, one of the things that you have is you have hidden gold. That's right. You have hidden wealth. It's all over the place, and you got to be able to find it, you know. I think that once we all understand that it's all around us, you know, we can stop some of the things that are going on out in the world. You know, there's just no need to judge. There's just no need to hate. You just got to become a lot more knowledgeable today than you were yesterday. Smooches. So anyways, we're talking about, you know, how can I get my foot into the game? That's right, the state money game. There's a lot of, you know, money that's being put out to agencies, you know, because there are some competitive government contracts out there. And, you know, I talked a little bit in the last half about the subcontractor opportunity. So, you know, you can still get your foot in the game. It's just, a different way. But please, if you didn't hear it, you got to get in registered with the Central Contractor Registration Database, the CCR. If you want to do business directly with the government, I would say register your small business, even if you don't think you have anything out there. Because you know what? It's always good to be on the registration, because you never know when that letter is going to come. We need your services. So if I were you, I would go ahead and get in there. You know, if you're a buyer, a personal buyer, go ahead and do it. I would say get in where you fit in, but get in there quickly. So anyways, you know, we talked a little bit about the paperwork. We know that the government contracts out there, you might have been hearing about them, you might have heard your parents talk about them back in the day, and we know that landing them isn't an easy job, you know. You know, people work as subcontractors for large corporations, and a lot of times these big corporations always have their databases of, you know, subcontracting partners, and then you have to register with them. That's separately from the government side. So just, you know, check out some of the big firms, because they're always on another site called the Supplier Connection, and that's like a shared database that takes the subcontractors, the 16 major contractors. Now, these contractors are your big boys. They're AT&T, Bank of America, Facebook, IBM, John Deere, J.P. Morgan, Kellogg's. hey, look, it's only how deep down that rabbit hole you want to go. And I can tell you, when you're ready to smooch the world, you'll think of several different things. But the best thing about it is that, okay, so now you got a hierarchy here. You got the government, and then you got the major, the heavy hitters, you know. If you're out there and you've done some street stuff, then you already know this is the game. These are the suppliers. They're already doing it. They already have a relationship with the government. They've already proven that they can deliver, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they've been doing it for a while. You can stand to even connect with them and start doing some work with them as a subcontractor and get with the person that's been doing the business the most and maybe even, you know, have them help you a little bit along the way if you can. So most people, we're going to move on because that's the paperwork. Those are your websites. Most people, after they have gotten through all of the last four steps, then they start to check out the government database. The government database is at www.fpo.gov. Now, if you've ever heard about it, it's called FedBizOps. But, yeah, that's what – if you've heard of FedBizOps, that's the FPO. Now, every single government contract going out for bid is supposed to be listed on here. Now, I said supposed to. Now, remember, you got the 16 major contractors out there, and they already have established relationships out there with the big boys, you know, Uncle Sam. So the best thing for you to do is to go on there and look for the stuff that's already out there, and then you never know. You might be able to latch on to one of the big boys as a subcontractor. Lastly, you got to start building these relationships. The government, sometimes it seems like, you know, you can't get anywhere with people, but I'm telling you, don't rely on the cold calls and just those databases. When you're filling out those forms, when you talk to somebody and you ask a question, don't forget to, you know, ask the question, and then after you finish asking the question, take their name. It's just like anything else. You call somebody and you want your welfare check. You call somebody and you want your tax check. You know what to do. You've been doing it all along. You know, you call the school and you get that same secretary. You only want to speak to that secretary. This is just about building lasting human relationships. This is that you have a choice, and you can do the work depending on, you know, how much you're willing to learn. I would say if you see anything up at your city hall, if you see it up at SBA or at SCORE, to make sure that you go into any of those free places where they're going to be talking about procurement. Now, it looks like that's about it we have for this particular Friday, but I definitely want you to tune back in next Friday. We're going to teach you a little bit more about the government contracting process, and we're going to take it to the next level. We got the states, and now we're going to take it to the federal level and see what we can do with you with that. But for right now, thank you so much for tuning in, because, you know, this is a really great adventure, and we really need to be out there on, you know, on the mainstream. But we like the fact that we got a real intimate and personal relationship with our listeners. And we're hoping that one of our listeners can come back and tell us about the process. So if you have anybody out there that's already doing it or has done it, please make sure you contact us at DreamMakerMaps. That's right, dreammakermaps@gmail.com, and we would love to have them as a guest on our show. Now, next Friday, I said we were going to come back. We are going to have Alberta Blue Catering, CEO. That's right. Alberta Blue Catering is a lovely food catering business here in the tri-state, and they are doing some really great things on film. And they have a chat and chew that they have been hosting live each and every couple of months or so. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it takes to be an entrepreneur, but also what it's going to take for a show of this height to go to the next level. And we'll be talking intimately with Patricia Montgomery, CEO. So please tune in at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Friday, same time. Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Now, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches. Good night.